Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Last week on Healthline, we shared some of the common mental disorders affecting children in Jamaica. In today's program, we tell you what parents can do to raise children with good mental health. Stay with us. Children, like adults, can be diagnosed with mental health disorders. In our last program, child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl, said common mental illnesses seen in Jamaican children include anxiety and disruptive behavior disorders, as well as affective or mood disorder and depression. We also learned that childhood mental disorders can result from psychological trauma, environmental stress, or they may run in families. So, how can you as a parent help your child to remain healthy? Dr. Brown Earl says parents should be alert to sudden changes in their children's behavior.
The child is usually a happy, bright child, comes home, now is no longer bright and alert, no longer talking about friends, a powerful thing like friends. What's happening here? And so the parents need to make sure, first of all, that they go and get a physical examination done by a medical doctor, because we always, as mental health services providers, we rule out any physical health issues that might cause some side effect to present as a mental health problem.
But the moment you notice a problem, even before a physical exam by a doctor, have a discussion with your child. Here's an example of how you could start the conversation.
You know, I noticed that from yesterday you come home and you're not happy at all. What's happening? But parents need to understand that when they ask children important questions such as these, they must be available to hear a response. So the phone rings, they're going to say to their friends or whoever is calling, call me back in a half an hour or I'll call you back in an hour. Because that investment of 15 minutes with their child can be the investment for life. Because the earlier we intervene in any mental health issue that a child has, is the better it is for the child down the road.
Signs a child may have an undiagnosed mental health disorder include abuse of drugs or alcohol, inability to cope with daily problems or activities, changes in school performance, loss of friends,
an increase in time spent alone, a lot of worrying, persistent nightmares, persistent disobedience or aggressive behavior.
After a physical exam, the next step is psychotherapy, administered by a psychologist or psychiatrist.
In extreme cases, the psychiatrist might recommend medication, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, stimulants, or some mood-stabilizing drugs. On average, however, the best is psychotherapy. This might be weekly therapy or bi-weekly therapy.
Parental support is critical to helping your child overcome mental illness.
If the recommendation is for counseling for the child, they must just simply understand that it's just dealing with the symptoms that present themselves, the thoughts and behaviors that the child presents with, and they, the family members, must be a part of the counseling process. They need to be supportive of this process.
Creative modalities such as art, play, and music therapy are also increasingly being used to treat mental disorders in children.
A lot of art therapy too, because then they can draw pictures of who might have hurt or harmed them. They might make a clay doll about the situation. You'd be surprised how children can even make three-dimensional activities to explain what happened to them and how they feel about particular things and so on.
Affirmation can go a far way in boosting your child's self-esteem. Dr. Brown Earl gives an example.
So we might have a child who is a normal child, makes mistakes from time to time and comes home, for example, with a spelling test and they got 6 out of 10. They show their parents. But parents, instead of being negative, what we can do is celebrate the 6 and then help the child now to work with the 4. Don't ask them why they get the 4 wrong. Because when we dwell on only positive achievements of children, then they have a hard time coping when they don't achieve as well as we want them to. Many of us parents behave as if we used to get 100% in everything. So we need to reflect on our own lives as well when we're trying to be these ultimate perfectionists around our children.
Child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl. That's how we bring the curtains down on Healthline this week. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.